Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The score.
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
And this game is over. Two teams split. The season series 2-2. Philly wins it 116-91.
This is just one of those days where Dan and I are in a talkative mood.
Well, we're talk show hosts.
Yeah,
that's
but some days
what we're
are
supposed to do.
Some days are firing on more cylinders than others, and luckily or unfortunately for you, this is one of those days where I think we're firing on more of the cylinders.
I'd say
I'm up to four right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Of six?
I hear
eight?
They've got six
V8?
And eight.
Yeah, the inline V? I don't know anything about cars.
Inline six. You go to a V at eight, I believe, and then the V12, and that's the one the rappers sing about, like
okay.
Cash Money Crew and stuff.
Because I will defer to you on any car stuff, because I just either know it works or it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even I still, you know, me, my generation, I still love a good VTEC four-cylinder. Just give me an efficient engine. It's fine.
I don't even have a car anymore.
I don't have a car.
And I could not tell you what engine is in it. It's the one where you push the button and it turns on and then the car goes that way.
I could probably tell you. The internet can also tell you, but I couldn't. I don't want to tell people.
I think we've done this before. I remember this years ago. Percy, what do you mean you don't know the engine in your car?
I think you have a six-cylinder engine. And all of this, sadly, is more productive than the Bulls game last night. They were firing on zero cylinders.
Yeah,
there wasn't even a cylinder.
There you go. They stalled out.
They were my 87 Chevy Nova. Except my Chevy Nova was classy. It was navy blue. Pretty shiny. The ceiling started to fall down. R.I.P.
Did you have a name for it? Was there a nickname for the
car? The Nova.
Just the Nova?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we hear...
We used to run pranks in it and said nobody suspects the Nova because it was such like a reasonable car.
What kind of prank?
I don't know, just stuff. Toilet paper in people's houses before it got super expensive. You know.
But it's expensive because toilet paper's... Because
yeah,
you gotta
back
get,
when
you know
eggs
why?
Were cheap, you could egg stuff.
But you also have to get the biodegradable toilet paper now.
They didn't have that then.
And that's expensive. But like the colleges that have sanctioned TP the quad kind of thing, it's all the stuff that dissolves.
That's it. I figured it out. You didn't do enough pranking in your younger days.
No, it ruined your college chances.
Like you
if
with
you got
the
caught.
Biodegradable, you just needed somebody you liked to be like, come on, Dan, that's not a thing. And then maybe you'd be like, okay, let's have fun.
No, I was
like yesterday in transition. Transition, Dan, yesterday was the vibe.
But no, you get caught pulling pranks and the cops get you and then your college resume's ruined. And...
No cops. Like, no, there wasn't cops. They
yeah.
were just like,
the Deerfield
you have to
cops
clean
had
this
nothing
up.
Else to do.
Do you think the Denton, Texas cops had a lot to do?
Probably. It's Texas. More people are armed.
There was
I guess.
College. So, like, the college was kind of our, like, filled there.
Deerfield cops were, they busting up high school parties and stuff was a lot of what they did because there really wasn't much else to be worried about.
Those are the high school parties that were on movies and such.
Exactly. Like John Hughes with that.
The record player with the pizza.
Those kinds of parties from the John Hughes movies. Exactly. And then the cops are not the cops. What are we going to do? Let's jump out a window or something. I don't know. The only time I came close to getting in trouble was when I was at the Rainbow in Highwood and I had this bad fake ID and the cop asked, can I see some ID? And I said, I just have my driver's license and I'm underage. He's like, how did you get in if you're underage? And I was like, I don't know. I just walked in. And he's like, well, just get out of here then.
Oh, to be like, Dan Bernstein.
You think I'm going to show you my fake ID? I'm not that stupid.
You just confessed to a cop.
Yeah, but they were busy. They were busy like busting people for fake IDs, and I wasn't going to show him my fake ID. Of course I got in there with a fake ID, but I'm like, I don't know, I'm underage. And I wasn't holding a beer.
You yelled, "I'm underage."
Well, I told him. The cop is standing there. Let me see some identification. I said, "I don't need identification. How'd you get in here? I don't know."
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
And I wasn't holding a beer at the time, so he couldn't. They're not going to like breathalyze me to see if I was underage drinking. They didn't want to bother. I was too much of a pain in the ass. It's like, stop annoying me. Leave. So it worked out fine. Anyway, Billy Donovan, let's hear from what he said after, because we always know, even though he doesn't necessarily stop the bad things that are happening, he observes them.
Parenting.
I think, you know, one of the things I had talked about with the guys even before the game, you know, was this was a game to me very similar to game two in Milwaukee last year in the playoffs. You know, you go in there and you find a way to win the game. It's a hard-fought game. And, you know, and you kind of come back home, and it's 1-1. You know, and I thought Milwaukee kind of got up to this level. And I felt like the same thing. You know, you go down, we went in Philly. It was a hard-fought game, double overtime. And, you know, it started from the beginning, you know, getting down whatever it was, 17-0, 17-1, 19-3. And we were just constantly, you know, just playing catch-up. And they were quicker, sharper. You know, just better all the way around. And, you know, we just didn't come back and sustain. You know, you got to, I think, understand that the team, and I said this after the game in Philly, they're really, really good. There's a reason they are where they are in the standings. They're really good. And you know that they're going to come back and respond. That's what, you know, the good teams do. And it's not so much of being nervous or backing up, but it's an understanding that there's got to be more of a collective will. And the disappointing part to me was, you know, the way we started the game, but I think that this is something that we can hopefully learn and grow from and get better from.
How many games are left?
I think it's 11.
Learn and grow and get better?
I mean,
it's March 23rd.
Haven't you figured out, though, that they're playing the long game with us, even though Vooch is a free agent at the end of the season?
And DeMar's 34 and Patrick Beverley's 34 and Vooch is 33. Learn and grow and get better.
No, that
all that happened was you got your ass kicked. That's just an NBA ass kicking.
That was
10 games, by the way, remaining.
There are 10 games left.
Here's the problem, though.
Learn and grow and get better. Billy, I love you, but come on, man.
They kicked their own butts.
By the time they get to April 9th, man. They might have it figured out.
Last night, they seriously kicked their own butts. Like, we came in here in the pre-show meeting, and I thought of Liar Liar, where Jim Carrey's kicking his arse. What are you doing?
He's kicking his own ass. It felt like that. It felt like they broke the huddle, and I know the anthem was weird, too. Maybe it was just one of those weird anthem nights, and it throws you off completely. And it was a longer-than-usual introduction. Because I forgot exactly what they were doing, but they threw it to Tim Sinclair, and he had stuff, and then there was like a tribute, and then there was the anthem, and then they just never started playing, and they kind of...
Do me a favor. Just kick my ass, okay? No. Kick this ass for a man, that's all.
I'm not asking, I'm telling!
I'm not asking, I'm telling with this. Kick my ass.
Artie Fufkin, Polymer Records.
Pretty much... we can't argue. Is that what happened there? I'm like, yeah, you guys did this to yourselves.
Yes.
Rebound the ball.
Nah,
the bench had to come in and correct your mistakes.
But that whole thing, that just, well, we need to grow and learn from this. What day is it? It's Wednesday. What date? March 23rd. How many games are left? 10 out of how many? 82.
Well,
we've got to learn.
Well, for the record, I always joke that I like to make new mistakes instead of the same ones. So have we seen a performance similar to this season? I would argue we have not. They've found new and different ways to disappoint.
Well, it was so much fun for the last week. I mean, really, it's what it was. It was a fun week. And then it's like they deliberately threw it in a dumpster and set it on fire.
Do you know what inconsistent teams do? They inconsistent.
Yes.
That's what that was.
Conjugate the verb to inconsistent.
They did. Inconsistented.
They did. But that's more than inconsistent. That's more than like, hey, you know, a good quarter, a good stretch. That was like you walk out of the court and wet yourself. And then you just also, like shuffle back to the locker room.
Also, I love Billy Donovan's candor whenever he talks about this stuff. If he just went into coach speak, that's how you really know something's wrong. Do you know how people know I'm really upset? That's when I don't say a word.
That's sort of parenting. When the kids know you're serious when you're not yelling, when you're not just sort of peeved at something, when you're quiet and measured. That's when their eyes get big. Like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear from Zach LaVine, too, because this is a guy who's been fantastic, maybe player of the month level good, and he didn't show up either.
From full court, you know, beginning that, you know, they set the tone, and obviously, you know, making everybody, you know, when I got to the paint, DeMar, anybody, they're shutting that all the way off and bringing over 2-3 guys to kick it out. They just did a good job, man. You know, you can't do anything but tip your hat. And, you know, it's just like, man, hey, got your ass whooped. Move on to the next one.
He's not wrong.
There it is.
Poor Zach LaVine. Doesn't win often in his career, relatively speaking, but knows how to lose.
But I like that better than we got to grow and learn from it.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Because you don't really grow and learn from that. You burn the tape.
I'm telling you, that's Billy Donovan being really mad. That's got to be what it is.
He just wants to sort of run out the clock in the press conference.
When the honest person devolves into coach speak, something has gone horribly wrong.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.